There's no doubt that humans have had a significant impact on the planet, so much so that experts are suggesting Earth has entered a new geological epoch, the Anthropocene. There's dispute about when exactly this new era began, but a lonely tree on a remote island south of New Zealand may hold the answers. Dr. Zoe Thomas is a research associate with the University of New South Wales and was involved with the research on Campbell Island. I asked her to first explain more about what the Anthropocene is.
There have been many geological epochs in the past. The one that we're in currently is called the Holocene. There have been various other names through the past, like the Jurassic period, so that's associated with dinosaurs. The Anthropocene is just a term that has been suggested to be a suitable name for the new geological epoch that is now dominated by humans.
Could you tell us a little bit about the research that you did on Campbell Island?
Basically, humans have had an impact on the Earth for many thousands of years, but in order for a geological epoch to be defined, this impact has to be truly global. And so in our paper, we've proposed a candidate for defining the start of the Anthropocene. And here we use a tree from a remote island in the Southern Ocean. This tree is also dubbed as the loneliest tree in the world. It's the only tree that grows on the island, and it's several hundred kilometres away from any other tree. And in this tree, we record a peak in radioactive carbon. And this radioactive carbon comes from the nuclear bomb tests that were in the 1950s and 60s that put a lot of radioactive carbon up into the atmosphere. And this radioactive carbon gets incorporated into the wood of trees around the world. This tree is particularly good for measuring this carbon because it's quite fast growing. It has large tree rings, so each year of growth puts on quite a fat year. And so we can measure the amount of radiocarbon within each tree ring, and we see this signal of an increased amount of radioactive carbon as a result of these nuclear bomb tests. And that's the idea that it's clearly human in origin, and it's able to spread throughout the globe. So it's a global signal. A point about this tree is that it's actually an alien species, so it's not even a native tree that's growing on this island, which is why it's so lonely, I guess. So the fact that it was planted by humans in this incredibly remote part of the world, it's uninhabited, no one lives there now. But I think that's kind of almost a secondary point to the fact that not only do we see this radioactive spike in this tree isn't even meant to have been there. It's there because of humans.
So there seems to be quite a bit of diversity in opinion on when exactly the Anthropocene started. Why is it important to know when it began?
I mean, all geological epochs need to have a specific date, and so that's what a lot of the debate is about, not necessarily whether we should have a new geological epoch. That's a separate debate to have, but what we're suggesting is that this date of 1965 is a good contender for what date it should be. There have been various other proposals for the date. Some are related to much further back in time about the start of agriculture and how humans have altered the Earth due to the expansion of agriculture. And there have been various other suggestions related to the human impact on the Earth, you know, the Industrial Revolution. But in order to mark this point, a certain set of criteria it needs to follow. And having the radioactive carbon spike specifically in the Southern Hemisphere means that this is global because of atmospheric circulation isn't equal between the two hemispheres. It takes a bit longer for the atmosphere to mix things down into the Southern Hemisphere. So by choosing a tree that grows in the Southern Hemisphere, this shows that as soon as we see that spike in the Southern Hemisphere, it's a global signal. We know that that signal is being fully dispersed all around the world.
Okay, so what can knowing this information tell us about the future of the climate or how we need to approach that?
I guess in itself, defining the particular date doesn't necessarily show us anything specific about the Earth. But, you know, people have joked that in thousands of years, people will be able to see the mark of the Anthropocene by a layer of plastic and animal bones and debris. And I think the whole debate and discussion really brings into light whether we want that to happen and what we can do now to prevent humans in the future being able to look back and see what kind of destruction that we may have done to the Earth.
Dr. Zoe Thomas, Research Associate with the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales.